The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
Last week's news, of course, was dominated by another gangland killing, this time of a 34-year-old father gunned down in a Nangara garage. Police are hunting the killer and raids have been conducted all across Perth, all across the weekend. So joining me now to unpack everything that's happened is the West's crime editor, Shannon Hampton. Good morning, Shannon.
Good morning, Tim.
So can you take us through the events over the weekend? Police were obviously very busy.
Yeah, sure. So as Police Commissioner Cole Blanche flagged last week, the gang crime squad was extremely busy over the weekend and they were kicking down doors left, right and centre across the city, as south as Mandra. We had a raid in Greenfields, another in Scarborough, where we saw somebody taken out of an apartment there. And there were others as well. And yesterday we saw perhaps probably the most high profile of them so far in Ridgewood.
And this is a chap called Carl LeBrook, who we understand is very high up in the Rebels OMCG.
Yeah, so what we know about LeBrook is that he was considered Nick Martin's right-hand man. So Nick Martin obviously was the Rebels president for years, who was shot down at the Perth Motorplex 2 years ago. So we understand that he at the moment is in charge of the Rebels bikie gang, and we saw him being escorted yesterday in handcuffs from that property. And in another sort of twist, we discovered that that property is actually owned by a company that is controlled by Tia Martin, who is Nick Martin's daughter. It appears that the Rebels keep popping up in connection to this killing. Not to say they're responsible in any way, but we obviously had Joseph Raimondi, who was another senior Rebel, appear at the crime scene the other night as well.
Yeah. And these are obviously high-profile raids. Police haven't been backward in putting footage out of them, you know, generated by themselves of what they're doing. And they're obviously, the WAPOL are obviously trying to send a message that we are not just sitting on our hands or just hitting the phones. We're actually hitting doors and hitting gang members pretty hard.
Yeah, that's right. So my understanding is there are two operations running alongside each other. So there's the homicide investigation. So we've got the homicide squad, you know, trying to find who this person is who carried out this execution. But then alongside of that, we have suppression efforts by the gang crime squad, who are just, like the commissioner said the other day, are just coming knocking. They're just showing a sign of force that this sort of thing is not acceptable, and that gang crime will not be accepted in WA.
Yeah. And at the heart of it all, apart from the patches and the leather and the bikes and the gang crime squad, is a dead father who, as we saw over the weekend, his family is devastated at his loss. Do we know any more about Joey Versace and who he was?
So what we know so far is that he had a daughter, I believe she was a teenage daughter, and he was, you know, aside from, the police saying he did have some gang affiliation, he was a loving father, he was a son and a brother, and from what we understand is that he lost his father only recently as well. So this has hit a family in Perth very, very hard, and they're struggling. His sister Connie spoke to the media on Saturday and said that, you know, I hope whoever did this feels guilty, because you've basically shattered our family. Mm. So aside from, like you say, the gang crime aspect, it is a tragedy.
Yeah. Well, Shannon, thanks for joining us after what's been a busy week and before what's probably going to be another busy week for you and all your crime team at the West. We'll keep across developments.
No worries. Thanks, Tim.
To have your say, or if you have a story, email the team at thewestlive@wanews.com.au.